All right, so everybody knows when we're talking about amicus, we are talking about friend of the court. So the first tip I'm going to give you is when you're preparing to be an amicus, picture your friends on the court. Oops, that's the wrong friends picture. Okay, you guys don't know Game of Thrones, you don't know Friends. We got to figure out what it is you guys are watching when we're home. Anyway, I will tell you that this picture, this is the picture I want you to have when you're writing your amicus brief. And I will tell you that that prior slide did lead to a long conversation in my law firm about which judge has the Rachel hair of the current Supreme Court. I won't tell you who won that. You can have your own conversation. I will add, though, that it did include my partner, Lisa Hobbs, exclaiming very excitedly, that Justice Green sure does have a great head of hair. So, you know. All right, so when we're talking about amicus, first what we should talk about is just the basic idea of whether or not amicus matters. And I want to give credit to just a really wonderful CLE article that was recently written by two staff attorneys, Melissa Davis and Brantley Starr, that is, I think, it's cited in the paper, and I think it's a must-read for those of you who want to do amicus work up at the court. But the numbers that I take from this come from that paper. But essentially, amicus briefs are filed in 2% of the petitions that are filed in the court. Not a huge percentage in terms of overall petitions. When we talk about cases that actually get fully briefed, you're looking at 18% of those cases, of the fully briefed cases, have petitions in it. When you look at the petition stage, the rate of a response requested goes from 40% to 80% for those cases in which an amicus brief is filed.